We are joined on the line by the Minister for Agriculture and the Marine, Fianna Fáil TD for Laois Offaly, Barry Cowan. Barry, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
And congratulations on your appointment. Were you expecting the call yesterday?
Thank you very much for your congratulations. I can't say I was expecting the call. It's something you aspire to within politics for anybody who holds office, to improve one's standing, to be in a position to influence policy and help and assist your country and your constituency. I was delighted to get the call, worried and fearful and nervous and all that goes with it until then, but greatly delighted and very proud and appreciative of the opportunity that has been afforded to me, in the hope that I can play my role in ensuring that this government can implement the sort of policy and renewal that is necessary to restore the economy and bring our country back to economic growth, and in doing that, ensure the livelihoods of those that we represent and have the privilege to do so is improved and acted upon based on the responsibility that we've been given.
Obviously, it's only about 13 hours since you were formally appointed to the role by the President, so it's going to take a while to sort of get under the covers of the brief. But any thoughts immediately as to what the immediate direction of the Department of Agriculture and the Marine might be?
Ah, you're right. Like, I mean, it takes, you know, a bit of time to become accustomed to the role, to read into the role, and I don't, you know, subscribe to have any more ability for the role than anybody else, but I am dedicated and willing to work hard with my colleagues in government, with the cabinet, with my party colleagues, in order to ensure that agriculture continues to play the leading role that it has played in our economy's fortune. It has adapted to market needs over the years. It has become a market leader in food producing and plays a pivotal role in ensuring that many families in the regions and throughout the country play a participative role in their communities. And, you know, I meet with and discuss with the stakeholders and those relevant to the industry to ensure that I am fully briefed and aware of the needs and the aspirations within that sector, in order to ensure that I play my part in ensuring that it continues to play such a leading role and improves upon it. And it is a modernizing sector within the economy, and as I said, it's imperative that it moves with the times. It's imperative that it builds on its reputation. It has adapted, as I said, to market needs and environmental needs, and it can continue to do that and do so in a way in which brings the sector with the government, in order to ensure that it, as I said, plays a huge leading pivotal role in our economy and continues to provide the impetus that it deserves within the economics.
Should those who are involved in the marine community or in sea life in general, should they have anything to fear or anything to be nervous about the fact that the minister responsible for that brief comes from a landlocked county?
Not at all. I have plenty of colleagues and within the party whom are well briefed, not to mention of a department that is obviously committed to ensure that it plays a leading role as well. I'm conscious of the fact that the challenges that are posed by Brexit, for example, but I am willing to work with and ensure that that sector gets the representation that it deserves. And I won't be found wanting in seeking to ensure that that is the case. And I look forward to immersing myself in those activities.
How comfortable are you with the idea of going into government alongside Fine Gael, the party that your own Fianna Fáil has been at odds with for close to a century? And although your members voted in favour of the programme for government, do you have any concern that there might still be some lingering hostility between your two parties?
Look, it's been a huge leap of faith for many of our members to take this momentous step that many would never have envisaged would occur. But look, we have a modernising country and economy, but apart from that at all, it's not what we understood, and many in my generation and before understood, to be the norm within politics. And it's no longer a 2.5 party system. It's 8 or 10 groupings within the Dáil. You know, in normal times, at the end of the last election, you would have thought maybe that we'd be confined or consigned to the opposition benches with 23% or 24% of the vote. But in the When you look objectively, and you did look objectively at the results, we were still the largest party in the Dáil. We're the largest party in local government. We have a role to play. It was a huge responsibility in order to ensure that our government was formed. I think we've played our part through difficult times and an arduous period to ensure that, you know, there was consensus, that there was an effort on the part of us to ensure that three parties came together, that we compromised, that we negotiated, we provided a blueprint, which is a programme for government. And now the commitment is to work together as one, to embrace all that's contained within it, and to work collectively and collaboratively to ensure that, you know, much of, if not as much as is possible of that programme is implemented.
Sure. I'm sure that I suppose the big question for a lot of people in the public who don't support the formation of this government, though, is whether it really will be turning over a new leaf. Because I have a quote here in front of me. It says, Fine Gael is intent on repeating the mistakes of the past. If the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, then Fine Gael's financial plans are fit to be tied. These types of spending plans are sandcastles which will be washed away the economic tide. The situation is worse in capital spending. Flagship projects like the overhyped Project Ireland 2040 plan have exposed that Fine Gael is committed to building nothing more than a republic of photo opportunities. Spin always comes before substance. That was you in the Dáil Chamber last October talking about the party you're now in government with.
Yeah, and as I said to you, you know, we would have much rather a greater result from our party in relation to the election results, but that wasn't the case. And you deal with the hands of cards you're dealt with. As I said, there was a responsibility as the largest party within government to work effectively and responsibly in an effort to ensure that there was a combination of parties were brought together to ensure that the country could have a stable majority government and put together a plan and a campaign and a blueprint for a programme for government. That's what we're taught to do, to put aside our differences, put aside opinions and comments in relation to how government was managed in the past by whomever whatever parties were in government, with a view to working in good faith, and as I said, arriving at a blueprint for the implementation of a programme that we've all agreed in. You know, a cabinet has been put in place to ensure that you give leadership in that, in delivering that, and we want to work as best we can to implement it. You know, we have to come together, as I say, collectively and collaboratively to ensure that there's an implementation of that programme and show to people that, you know, as convoluted as the result might have been, you have to respect that result and ensure that the, as per the constitution, the those within the parliament elect the government and provide leadership and stability and provide and build upon the commitments that we've made and we hope to achieve. Sure. Along those lines.
Yours is a brief that the Green Party has a lot of thoughts on. How much of an influence will the Green Party and its views on agriculture have in the role that you play?
Well, look, they come to government, as I said, with their priorities and aspirations and commitments. They brought that to bear during the course of the negotiation and consultation in preparation of a programme for government. We've arrived, as I said, at a conclusion. We all embrace what's contained within that. We're all conscious, as I said earlier, of the role that agriculture has played in our economy, a pivotal sector in the regions and throughout the country. You know, there's a recognition on the part of the three parties of the role that it plays and has played, and no effort in relation to climate action plans would be one that would impede upon that sector's ability to deliver. And that has been recognised by the fact that there's no overburdening responsibility in relation to agriculture to these emissions over and above what it's capable or able to do.
So there is no danger of the agriculture sector being impeded from being able to thrive and to survive by the fact that the Green Party will obviously want efforts to be made on emissions?
No, and that's not to say that there won't be continued efforts made in relation to emissions. And as I said earlier, agriculture has, it's not today or yesterday that they have moved in that direction and have played a pivotal role in ensuring that it is the leading food producer that it is and a huge contributor towards the economy. That will still be the case, but we will look to work with and to bring that sector with us along a journey which ensures that we remain such a world leader in relation to the projects that we produce and the commitment and it makes to the economic well-being of the country. And as I said, you know, I'll over the next couple of weeks meet with the relevant sectors, meet with you know, representative bodies to ensure that I'm fully abreast of their fears, their aspirations, but their ambition too, to match the ambition contained within the programme to deliver upon the programme for government.
You obviously didn't get to choose the bodies that are appointed to the cabinet table. Were you surprised that the likes of your own party's deputy leader, Dara Cailleary, wasn't chosen to lead a department in his own right, and that someone as prominent as Thomas Byrne, who had a role in the talks team, hasn't been given any department at all?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, the roles within government are not yet complete. And while the cabinet was appointed yesterday, in relation to our own participation within that, there was only 5 positions available. I know Dara Kaliri, deputy leader of the party, has played a huge role in working with the members and the structures within the party to ensure that we were in a position to play a central role in the formation of government. And, you know, we are indebted to the effort and commitment that he gave to that process. And it is, you know, when on reflection, when you think about the role of a chief whip, especially in a three-party government, it takes certain qualities and skills. And I think Dara has those qualities and skills to ensure that this government can last and that it can be effective. And I know in the coming week, the Taoiseach will also, you know, seek to provide extra responsibilities in relation to other departmental duties that may be applicable to his role. And that is a privilege that will be afforded to Dara by the Taoiseach. And together with other representatives, I am sure that we will complement yesterday's appointments with positions of authority, positions of effective nature in the junior appointments, and I look forward to that. And until that work is complete, one can't get an appreciation of the role that many people will.
Okay, final question for you, Barry. If you start here inside the M50 and you work your way eastward, aside from the 4 ministers that are in Cork and Kerry, when you get to Clara and your home base, there are no further ministers anywhere more westerly than you. What does that say about the future of rural Ireland when there are so few ministers from rural areas, and in fact nowhere on the Atlantic coast, the whole way down from Donegal down as far as Tralee, commands a cabinet ministry?
Well, as I said to you, the completion of different roles and positions within government is not yet a complete picture. And until such time as that is the case, it's only then that those afforded the privilege of responsibility will meet and decide upon a strategy that can ensure that no region in Ireland is left behind.
But nobody from west of Clara running a cabinet brief?
Not in a senior cabinet position, but as I said to you, Derek Leary will have other responsibilities. Hildegard Nocton has responsibilities. Other positions remain to be filled. And as I said to you, you know, all of government will meet and ensure that no region is left behind. And I will work as hard as I can, along with others, to ensure that is the case. And I wouldn't take, you know, such a position at this early in that process.
Okay, we will leave it there. Minister Barry Cowan, Minister for the Agriculture and the Marine, and TD for Leigh Shoffley, thank you again for your time this morning. Congratulations on your appointment and best of luck for all of your labours in the months and years ahead. Minister Barry Cowan, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.